Attendance to the Len Lye Centre in New Plymouth has more than halved a year after a controversial door charge was introduced for out-of-town visitors. Only 47,000 people visited the gallery in the past year. That's down from 97,000 a year ago, and a massive 69,000 short of its visitor target of 116,000 people. Our Taranaki Whanganui reporter Robin Martin has more.
The New Plymouth Mayor Neil Holdham went against convention and used his casting vote to pass a motion introducing a $15 door charge for out-of-town visitors to the gallery aged 16 and above. The $12 million centre, dedicated to the pioneering New Zealand filmmaker and kinetic artist, was built with private money, but Mr Holdham argued ratepayers were sick of picking up the $4.3 million annual tab for its operating costs. But only 17,000 out-of-town visitors stumped up the 15 bucks last year, raking in just $233,000 to offset those running costs. Mr Holdham, however, has no regrets.
I came into this role 3 years ago. We had a fantastic gallery that needed additional artworks in it. We are slowly improving the quality of what's inside it. We have fantastic gallery directors, and we have a door charge for people from out of town while the people of New Plymouth are funding $4.3 million a year to run the facility. I think we're doing a good job.
Mr Holdham says out-of-region visitor numbers are steady, and he's willing to cut a deal for others in Taranaki.
The gallery numbers overall are down, and I think the indications I've had is people from within Taranaki, but not in New Plymouth District, i.e. Stratford, South Taranaki districts. And look, if Stratford and South Taranaki districts want to come on board as a funding partner, I'm sure that we can come up with a deal to allow their people to come in, either at a discount or no charge.
Mr Holdham says when he and his family travel, they expect to pay to visit attractions. Len Lye Foundation trustee and personal friend of the artist, John Matthews, says the drop in visitor numbers was entirely predictable.
It's part of New Zealand's culture. You go to American museums, including art galleries as we call them, and you pay. But in New Zealand, the culture is different from that, and Kiwis like to have open access and not have to pay. And that's the way it is.
Mr Matthews says the solution is straightforward.
Well, it's pretty easy. You change the rules. And council's got to get its head around that. If they want a lot of people there, which I think is the mode of success, then it needs to be open access. Or alternatively, open access on certain days or certain evenings. There's all those sort of tricks that occur around the country.
Mr Matthews says Lye honed his craft in public libraries and galleries and had always intended his works, which he gifted to New Plymouth, to be free to experience. At the gallery today, Cambridge visitor Dan Chapman said he was happy enough to pay.
It's something worth looking at, so something's got to pay for it, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I don't go to a lot of art galleries anyway, so it's not like I'm going to go and spend $100 a month going to art galleries. But yeah, it is what it is, I guess.
But New Plymouth resident Steve Wright, who was wandering through with his preschooler Zach, reckoned the door charge was a backward step.
No, it seems to have just put people off. I really liked it. Liked it when it was free. It's a bit of a hassle to remember to bring proof of address.
When you have visitors coming from out of town?
$15 entry is an awful lot. If it was just a gold coin or just $5, I think people would just be happy to pay and they wouldn't worry.
Out on the streets of New Plymouth, feelings are mixed about the Len Lye door charge.
I personally, as a local, wouldn't go if we had to pay.
Well, no, obviously the numbers have dropped so much, adding a door charge wouldn't have helped.
To tell the truth, I think the whole thing was a waste of money.
You know, I could go to Papa Dad in Wellington and I don't get charged to enter in there.
It would be nice to have everything free, but we're a small country and a small city.
RNZ was declined an interview with the Len Lye Centre's new directors, Eileen Burns and Johan Lund, who started work in March. In a statement, the New Plymouth District Council's Recreation and Culture Manager, Teresa Turner, says a review of the full year of admissions data is now underway. Ms Turner says once this is complete, it will be up to the elected members to decide to make any changes to the charging regime or overall visitor targets. Ina Mutu, Moti Hotaka, Uti Ahi Pone, call Robin Martin Aho.